6. And then we're back to news stories. Duo biking country end to end. A Newton Abbott duo are en route to John O'Groats atop their motorbikes for two good causes. Geoffrey Pickerill and Pete Stevens are travelling from Land's End to John O'Groats and back again. Dubbed as the last long ride, the journey will see Geoff and Pete cover around 2,000 miles across 10 days. The ride is a celebration of their shared love of motorbikes. The pair have more than 100 years of biking experience between them, but it is also a fundraising mission. The duo have already raised more than £2,000 of their £5,000 target. Newton Abbott Rotary Club and Newton Abbott Community Shed are the beneficiaries. Geoff, a Rotarian of many years, and Pete, a founding member of Newton Abbott's flourishing Community Shed. Prior to setting off, Pete, in a video to the Community Shed's Facebook page, said, "We are taking a scenic route, a distance of around 2,000 miles. I'm quite looking forward to the ride, particularly if the weather is good. It would be great if anyone fancies sponsoring us. We are looking to raise as much as we possibly can."
Pope Francis appoints new bishop for diocese. The leader of the Catholic Church, His Holiness Pope Francis, has appointed a new bishop for the Diocese of Plymouth, which covers Devon, Cornwall and Dorset. The Diocese of Plymouth has been without an official bishop for the last 2 years. Bishop Philip Moger will be officially welcomed to the Diocese of Plymouth at a service at the Cathedral of St Mary and St Boniface in Plymouth on Saturday, November the 9th. He takes over from Bishop Mark O'Toole, who was appointed in 2013 but moved to take on the role of Archbishop of Cardiff in 2022. Since then, the diocese has been temporarily administered by Canon Paul Cummins. Bishop Philip was a priest in the Diocese of Leeds for over 40 years and has spent the last 18 months as the auxiliary bishop for the Diocese of Southwark. "I'm very honoured to be asked by Pope Francis to be the 10th bishop of this great Diocese of Plymouth," said Bishop Philip following his appointment.
Devon urged to join bus revolution. Devon's councils could take more control of local bus services after the government announced measures to empower local leaders. Transport Secretary Louise Haig said it was the first stop on the journey to better buses, and all local transport authorities across England can now run their own services if they want to. Exeter City Council leader Phil Bialik, Labour for Exwick, has called on the County Council to use the new powers to transform bus services in the city. Councillor Bialik, a former bus driver, said he had been inundated with requests from local people for better and more reliable services. "Pointing fingers isn't going to help, but it's fair to say a lot of people are pretty fed up with both the service and how changes are consulted on with things like timetables and routes. Having a reliable and affordable bus service really is at the heart of so many parts of improving lives for residents. Now there is nothing in the way. I want Devon to be one of the first to sort for this people." But the County Council says it already plays a significant role in bus services and is spending nearly £13.5 million this financial year to subsidise routes. "I have no spare cash in my back pocket," said Councillor Andrea Davis, the Cabinet member who oversees transport. "I'm very much for anything that improves bus services, but what we don't know yet is whether there will be any funding for it." The County Council, which spent just over £12 million last year subsidising routes where commercial services aren't viable, is part of the Devon Bus Enhanced Partnership, an agreement between the local authority and bus operators to work together to improve local services. Councillor Davis added, "Any changes would need to be affordable for the people of Devon." She said Devon had done very well to keep its rural network going, but every month is a struggle to keep the network as it is.
Creeping time is a true taste of the West. A restaurateur and chef is celebrating after his Sealhane restaurant has again won a prestigious culinary award. The Creeping Time has been recognised by the Taste of the West Awards with a gold certification. It is the first award since owner and chef Louis Bennett moved premises from Bobby Tracy to Sealhane, and if his track record has anything to go by, it won't be the last. Louis racked up several awards for his food while in Bobby, including the Taste of the West Award. Though, unlike in Bobby, where the Creeping Time was first awarded silver before attaining gold, the Sealhane restaurant won gold straight off the bat. I am really pleased about it, especially as I have a new team. Everyone is really proud. The win happened to coincide with Devon Chef's six-month anniversary since opening at the historic Newton Abbott site. I'm just happy to hit 6 months of trading, because at some point I didn't think we would make it. To hit 6 months and get an award around the same time is really great. Once the Creeping Time was entered into the Taste of the West Awards, a judge, without notice, visited Louis' restaurant, mystery shopper style. And what did the judges think of the Creeping Time? Presentation of the meals was excellent and the food delicious, the judges said. The waiter was very helpful and attentive. And we had a very nice meal indeed.
Art Therapy Sessions Funding Boost. Children in Teambridge with autism have been enjoying art sessions thanks to funding donated by a local card company. Kingstainton-based Aspiration South Devon, which supports children with ADHD, Asperger's and autism and their families, has been struggling for funding. It costs £20,000 a year to run and operates term-time weekly drop-in sessions similar to a youth club for the children, siblings and families. While the group previously received grants from several organisations, including Devon County Council, many funding streams have dried up. Newton Abbott publisher, the eco-friendly card company, has helped out by funding an art therapist to work with children for a second year. Director Sue Morish said, "I believe creativity can be helpful and healing, and with our background in publishing art too, we are privileged to support Aspirations for a second year by funding their art therapist. It's clear that the work undertaken by Aspirations makes a really positive difference." Lisa Hasluck from Aspirations said, "Thank you very much for the extremely generous donations. We're all so grateful for your support, which will enable us to continue with our valuable work, supporting even more families again this coming year. It's brilliant and will make such a difference to everybody at the group." The small group helps parents meet and support each other while the children have the chance to express themselves through a range of activities, including sport, games and crafts.